In the Revolution newspaper series, The Basis, The Goals, and the Methods of the Communist Revolution, you have a quote from a comrade that said that people should embrace non-communists and non-communist ideas. Could you speak more to that? Why is it so important in getting over the first great hump and actually beyond that? Why is it so important to embrace non-communist ideas?
Yeah, well, I think there are two parts to that. The first part of it, as you put it, like communists should embrace non-communist ideas. So the first part is we need the communists to do the embracing. No, I mean, I'm very serious, because if we don't have the communists, then we really don't have anything in terms of being able to change the world. And we need not just the ones that we have now. We need a lot more, you know, and not just a few more here and a few. We need to win over as things develop and intensify, but as much as we can at a given time, we need to win over waves of people. I mean, you have to go through the process with people individually, but still, we need to be winning people over in large numbers, not just dribs and drabs. So there's that tension, that contradiction between, on the one hand, being a communist and winning more people to communism, and then the other side of what you were, you know, and the focus of what you're raising, well, but still a lot of people aren't going to be communists, especially, you know, before we do get over that hump and get to a different world where there are more favorable conditions, even though there's still a lot of struggle and contradiction, but then there are more favorable conditions for more people to become communists. So the importance of that is that while we're struggling with everybody in the best way we can to win as many people as we can to communism, and to make the leap to becoming a part of this and joining a party and whatever, or at least to being more and more supportive of it, we have to recognize that there are going to be a lot of people who to varying degrees may be supportive, but may also have disagreements. And there's a question, politically, how are we going to make a revolution if we only think we can make it with the people who were communists at any given time? We're not. A lot of people are going to have to, you know, that was also the point about the parachute closing up. Especially when you get to when you can go for revolution, a lot of people are going to rally around you who don't, you know, hate the way the world is, have always hated the way the world is, and see a chance to change it, but they don't understand or are not convinced by all the whole thing of the ideology and the whole long-range program of communism. And along the way, you know, in any particular struggle you're involved in with people, there are going to be many people who are going to agree with you and unite with you because they hate the thing that you're struggling against. They want to see that change. And they may have bigger ideas and they may be interested in the bigger questions, but they're not convinced on these bigger things yet. So what are you going to do? Are you going to unite all who can be united politically, or are you going to narrow it down as much as you possibly can? You're going to find the basis on which you can unite with people in a way that actually moves in the direction of changing the world and getting rid of not just this or that particular abuse or injustice, but getting rid of the whole cause of them? Or are you going to find ways to, you know, separate people from each other and to weaken that struggle by taking what's secondary in the context of what you're doing, namely the differences you have with them, and raising that up as if it's the main thing and making it an obstacle to uniting with people? You know, if people rally, just think of it. Let's say we get to a revolutionary situation and millions of people, you know, or let's take Katrina. Supposing we had a strong party organization in that area and all the people came to us and said, okay, you motherfuckers are out here talking every day about this and that. Now, what are you going to do about this? We're all stuck in these, you know, these convention centers and this fucking you know, arena that's, you know, we're living in our own feces and the food is rotten and the people are stuck out here, you know, drowning and they're on their roofs. All right, what are you going to do? Well, we're going to save everybody that agrees with communism and everybody else can just take care of themselves. No. That's going to be working against everything that we're all about. We're going to try to, you know, and it's not just one thing. This kind of thing happens all the time. Maybe not on that scale, but on some scale or other, and then repeatedly on that scale. You're going to unite with people to struggle around what was happening, to organize themselves to deal with their immediate conditions, to raise a tremendous din that the whole world hears that we demand that things be done about this, and we will not settle for it not being done. And yes, if we had enough strength, when they brought out the National Guard to say, no, you can't suppress us. If you want to, you know, put down your weapons or at least not aim them at us and help us out, okay, you can do that right now because we don't have state power yet. But you can't come out here and use your armed force to prevent us from meeting our desperate needs here. We're not going to accept that. You know, this is not yet the revolution. It's not you're going to be able to rise up and overthrow them, but you don't have to politically and in your stance accept the fact that they just come out and use armed force to make people die, let's put it that way. And if you had the basis, you would mobilize people around that kind of a political stance. And you would, of course, in the course of it, if you forgot in an overall sense to talk to people about communism, you'd be making a big mistake. Because these kind of things are going to keep happening and keep causing the suffering of the masses till we make a revolution and get there. So you need to tell people the truth about that while you're uniting with them. So that's sort of in the practical realm. You can take that from any particular example and go right up to the whole revolution. You know, here comes a revolutionary crisis. The masses are searching out anybody that's got a way out of this, and people being shot down the street. They're searching out anybody that's got a way out of this, and they know about us. We've been out there all this time talking about revolution, and they come and they say, what are you going to do about this? We're getting shot down the street, and, they won't stop killing us. They kill us, and we pull back, and then we come out of our house, and they kill us again. What are you going to do about this? Well, how many of you are communists? No. Obviously, we'd be working against everything we're about. We're going to unite with people as broadly as possible. And you're going to tell them the truth about where this all needs to go and struggle with them over that in the course of this and in the context of it in an all-around way. So that's practically. And then in terms of the realm of ideas, in any of those given situations that I've referred to and in the overall course of things, we're not going to understand everything about what needs to be done in the world, either in terms of directly making revolution or in terms of all the different ways in which society should be. And we have to be open to learning from a lot of different people with a lot of different ideas, including people with a mixed bag of ideas and even people who are at a given time strongly opposed to what we're about. That's the whole point about, this theory of knowledge, this epistemology of, embracing this stuff, but also applying science to get to a deeper understanding of what that's all a part of. But, the truth is the truth. Look, there was something that came up from, some of our work in one area. People went out with the DVD and stuff, and then one of these, youth in the inner city who's drawn toward the gangs said, well, look, here's the problem I see. This all sounds good, but in order to get big enough to attract more people, in order to attract a lot of people, you have to get big enough to a certain point so people know about it and they're attracted to you. But before you could get to that point of being big enough, these other people are going to come down on you and stomp you out. So what are you going to do about that? Plus, all these people are into religion. That's holding them back from the revolution. What are you going to do about that? Those are fucking good questions. And that was, somebody outside the party who wasn't yet a communist, but they were engaging seriously with what we're putting out. Okay, look, here's how I see some of the big contradictions you're up against from what I have experienced and what I can see more broadly. Well, if we don't learn from that, then we're never going to do what we're setting out to do. It's not that he didn't have the answer, and maybe the answer he would have come up with would have been the wrong answer. Probably write off all those people in religion or whatever, or do something else that wouldn't be right. But that doesn't mean that, A, the things he raised weren't very true and very important, and, B, that we shouldn't continue engaging and, yes, struggling with him to draw him into the process and continue learning from him, and not just him, many hims and many hers like him in the thousands and ultimately millions, and, yes, struggle with them to get them to make the leap to being communists whenever they're, things combined that they're ready to do that. So that's the importance, both in terms of the practical struggle and in terms of the realm of thinking and ideas. But through all that, we do need the communists doing that. If the communists don't do it, nobody else is going to do it right. And we need to keep winning more and more communists without turning people away or having a turn away attitude toward them, a sectarian attitude toward them, if they're not communists at a given time.